It is time now for the Saskatchewan Kentra Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Kelsey Kulik. Kelsey, thank you so much for your time today. How are you doing today?
Matt, thank you so much for having me. It's so great talking to you always. I'm doing great, you know, staying in from the cold and just getting some stuff done at home. So
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, sure. So well, that's good. Yeah, it's been brutally brutal weather-wise here the last little bit. Always great catching up with you. Now, I want to say congratulations on the success of Love Me Like an Outlaw. It is a great tune.
You posted
a little while ago. It went top 20 at Canadian Country Radio, and I believe your latest post has it at 19 right now. We love playing it. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about Love Me Like an Outlaw and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, so thank you so much for saying that, and thank you for playing it. It's been at 19 for the last 2 weeks, and I'm so far the only solo female in the top 20, which is like even a huger deal that it's,
yeah,
you know, that it's an independent artist. So I'm really excited about that. I wrote this song actually way back in 2018, when I was living down in Nashville. And I had this idea, Love Me Like an Outlaw, in my phone. And I was like, you know, I'm going to write this someday, but, you know, I'm not a huge love songwriter. So, you know, when the timing is right, I'll write it. And so I was going into a write one day with two writers that I'd written with quite a bunch of times. And we always usually get like a really poetic, like really feel-goody song. And I always just loved writing with them because it was just, we always came out with something that I really liked. And so I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to bring this idea into the room. And I just started dating my husband now, Eric Etheridge, at the time. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a love song. And so I brought this idea in and they loved it. And we wrote this song in like 45 minutes. And I remember I was signed to a label down there in Nashville and a publishing company. And I remember just like walking out of the room after we wrote it and being so excited and like not like, like I couldn't wait to show the team that I was working with. Mm-hmm. And I sent it in and it was crickets. Nobody said anything. And I was like, oh, I was heartbroken because I was just I love this song so much, you know? And I mean, I even loved it so much that I played it that night at the songwriters round, which I usually never do because, you know, I always like to learn a song a little bit better before I do that. And so nobody said anything about it. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to hold on to this song for a little bit. And then, you know, when the timing's right, I'll bring it out again. And then so in 2022, when we were at the beginning of the year, we were looking at recording a record, which is going to be released in February this year. I was like, you know, throwing songs to my producer and my radio tracker. And they said, we love this song, Love Me Like an Outlaw. And I was like, yes, I love this song too. And so we went to the studio and Bart McKay out of Saskatoon produced it. And when we were in the recording studio, like all the musicians, after we recorded it, we listened to it two times, like back to back, because everybody just loved it so much. And I remember the bass player, Travis Switzer, who's Dallas Smith's bass player. Mm-hmm. He turns to me and he's like, well, I love it. He's like, I'm not sure if that's a good thing because whenever I love something, it usually doesn't do well. He's like, I think it sounds great. And I was like, oh, thanks for the confidence. But so we released it. It's like people really reacted well online. And then my radio tracker called me. He's like, you know what, let's put it to radio. I think this song can do something. So we put it to radio and here we are at top 20. So it's, it's pretty cool. Like just the history of the song, right? Because it's been, you know, 6 years now that the song was written and now it's finally getting its time to shine. And I'm just so grateful that people are loving it. Like I've always loved it.
I love it. I love hearing stories. Thank you so much for sharing the story and absolutely love the tune. Now you also have a music video out for it as well. Tell us a little bit about the music video, how that process was for you and where that music video was filmed. Cause that's really well done as well.
Yeah, thank you. So actually, you know, one of the things that when the pandemic happened, obviously artists kind of had nothing to do. So Eric, my husband, learned how to do video and photography. And so he's shot all of my music videos that I've released since 2022.
Really?
Yep. And, or 2021. And so this one, we were like, well, we got to get a video out for this song, you know, after it's been doing well on radio, we're like, we need to release a video. And so Luckily, his cousins have this beautiful cabin in Canmore, Alberta. And it's like a log cabin, and it's just like super vibey on the inside. So like a lot of the indoor scenes, like all of the indoor scenes we shot there. And then the outdoor scenes, my cousins had a friend, like a family friend, who owns a huge ranch just outside of Edmonton. And they were gracious enough to let us shoot on their farm. They have like 35 horses, and they just like, they let their horses come and like, you know, they had the horses with.
Yeah, right there.
It was so amazing. And I mean, that whole video, like that in their ranch, it's like a total Yellowstone vibe.
For sure.
And so, you know, Eric and I just kind of came up with a storyline, because by the time that it started doing well at radio, and when we realized we needed to get the video done, we had like a very short time to come up with a little bit of a story and shoot it and edit it and get it all like done. And so it ended up turning out really cool. And like the video is actually going like a little, it's caught an algorithm, it's getting like 5,000 plays a day. So people seem to really like the video as well, which is great.
That's awesome. It's so well done. Absolutely a beautiful setting, and very well done music video. Again, we're going to share it as well if for our listeners, if people haven't seen it. Also, you mentioned that coming up in February, releasing new album. That's gonna be super exciting, and obviously going to promote that and the new music. Also, looking ahead to 2024, even further down the line, are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows come festival season? What's kind of the rest of this year, the plans for 2024 for you?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be super busy. I mean, obviously, we're going to be promoting the new record and another single after the record's released. And then, yeah, we have first show starting in April. And then it's going to be pretty much weekend after weekend in the whole summer. So it's going to be a very, very busy summer, which I'm really excited and grateful for. Love being able to play live shows. So I can't wait. I'm really excited.
That's awesome. I want to ask you about something you just said just a few moments ago when you were talking about Love Me Like an Outlaw. You said when you first played that song live, you played it live almost immediately. What were the emotions like for you? Because obviously you're probably excited, but also I can't imagine, probably very nerve-wracking as well. How was that experience like for you when you played it for the first time?
Oh, I mean, I was definitely nervous because it is not my personality to play a song that I had written literally like 4 hours before.
Yes,
so
sure.
It was like, I didn't have the song really quite learned yet because, you know, we had just written it.
Right.
So I was really nervous, but I mean, you know, the audience reacted really well to the song. And I mean, it was just, you know, sometimes when it's a song, you know, at least like, you know, when it comes from your heart and you love it, it's just, you know, I mean, it felt good to be able to play it because other songwriters that wrote it were there at the writer's night. And it was just a really cool experience to be able to play it that night.
That's awesome. Kelsey, before we let you go, if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new releases, whether it be shows, if people want to follow along with what you're up to, are there social media platforms you're posting to, whether it be all the above or some more than others? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, you can follow me on all the social media platforms. It's Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, at Kelsey Kulik. I'm really easy to find. It's Kalsey. And the last name is Kulyk, and I'm the only one out there, so I'm really easy to find.
Perfect, perfect. We are definitely looking forward to, again, the new record coming out very soon, and then all that is on the way for you. We love playing the new song, Love Me Like an Outlaw. Congratulations on the success, and it's always great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Thanks so much, Matt.